Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Mem Beis, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Echad Oime Vishnaim Vachodesh Vechad Oime Vishloisha Eidusan Kayemeth Shaveh Yada Vibur Chachodesh Vizeh Lo Yada. The Mishnah says if one witness says it was the second of the month and the other one says it was the third of the month, their testimony stands because we assume that the first heard that the month was Mu'ubah, which means a full 30-day month, and the other one did not, and therefore he thought it was the third already of the new month. Echad oime b'shloisha v'echad oime b'chamisha, eidusan b'teila. If one says it was the third, and the other one says it was the fifth, then the testimony is batel. Echad oime b'shtei shois, echad oime b'shalosh, eidusan kayemes, echad oime b'shalosh, echad oime b'chamesh, eidusan b'teila. If one says it was in the second hour of the day, and the other one says it was in the third, the testimony stands. If one says it in the third and the other one says the fifth, the testimony is vatel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kayemeth, Rabbi Yehuda says, it stands. Echad Omer b'chamesh, v'echad Omer b'sheva, eidusan b'teila, v'chamesh, chama b'minzach, v'sheva, chama b'ma'ariv. If one says it was the fifth hour and the other one says it was the seventh hour, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the testimony is vatel because in the fifth hour the sun is in the east and the seventh is in the west. And the Gemara says, ad heichan. Until when do we accept witnesses who argue about one day and attribute that one of them made a mistake about whether the month was a full month or not? Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ad roi v'chodesh. Rabbi Yasa quoting Rabbi Yochanan's answer that it's until the majority of the month. And Rabbi Yochanan k'goin he'er ganin halalu v'chacham oimim einan klum. Rabbi Yochanan says it refers to people in villages or medium-sized cities. If chacham say testimony and earned about the day, it has no effect. It's invalid. Am Rav Yasa Kagoin Ana de min Yomei Leiseris Nus Moifa min de la Yada e Mashiacha. Rav Yasa said, Chacham is someone like me. I never prayed Musaf on Rosh Chodesh before I knew which day was fixed to be Rosh Chodesh. In Rav Yochanan's day, the calendar wasn't yet fixed. Others relied on the calculation of when Rosh Chodesh should be, but it was not always correct. Rav Yimeir Oime Meshay Shoyis and Amala Medivrehim. Rav Meir says that one may not eat or benefit from Chometz and Erev Pesach after 6 hours of the day Midrabon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishesha Mishisha Shoris and Malam Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says that after 6 hours it's forbidden min haTorah from the Torah itself. The Rabbanon we forbid eating an hour before this. My time with Rabbi Meir Ach B'yom Rishon Zeh Chamisha Say Yochav Meshetech Shachtam Beleima Ach Chalak HaKeitzah Ten Lo Yishar Ach Haskeidim Shkiyah Sachama. What is Rabbi Meir's reason? But on the first day this refers to the 15th and you must destroy your chometz. Perhaps it's forbidden only from dark. It says ach to and like this and to say it's not like this and to divide it. And how is this? Shortly before sundown, destroy it. Even though one may not own chometz at the time of shechitas korban pesach, the Torah allows shechita until this time. My time of Rabbi Yehuda ach b'yom rishon ze arba asa yachol kol hayom tamud leima ach halak chetz lechometz chetz lematza. What is Rabbi Yehuda's source? The same pasuk ach b'yom rishon but on the first day refers to the 14th, perhaps. The entire day of chametz is forbidden in chametz. No, because it says the word ach to divide. Half is for chametz, means one may even eat it, and half is only for matzah. The Chalta should say, "Did Meir Tamana Ama Ach LaBoyis Hacha Ama Ach LaMa'it?" We might ask that the Rav Meir contradicts himself, because there regarding the issue of chametz, he says the word ach includes, and here regarding Machshirei Oichal Nefesh and Yom Tov, he says that ach excludes, forbids doing so. Am Rav Shmuel Ba'avadim Dami. Miyatu she'enei mechametz. Rav Shmuel Bar Avdimi answered that also there, ach excludes the 14th, that the entire day is not forbidden in chametz. Rav Meir Oimer leitecho chametz alav chametz ala chilasei. Rav Meir says, leitecho alav chametz, you should not eat chametz. Means don't eat chametz from the time of eating the korban pesach, means in the night. Rav Yehuda Oimer, leitecho alav chametz ala chilasei. Rav Yehuda says, Leisechal Lav Chometz from the time of doing means offering the Korban Pesach means after midday on the 14th. Rav Yudan Isle Asei Veleisasei Achelosei Asei Veleisasei Alabiyoi. Rav Yudan says that there's an Asei and Leisasei a positive and negative mitzvah against eating Chometz and a positive and negative mitzvah about destroying it. Asei Achel Al Achelosei Shuras Yom Teichal Alav Matzeis Loi Chometz. Kol leisaseh sheba mikrech aseh asehu leisaseh al chiloseh leisaseh alav chametz. The positive mitzvah by eating is you shall eat matzahs for 7 days, and that implies not chametz. Every leisaseh that comes from the strength of an aseh is considered an aseh. The lav of the loisafi about eating is loisaychel alav chametz. You shall not eat upon it chametz. Chase al bi'uoi shorath yomim tashbisu so'im batechem. Chase al bi'uoi shorath yomim so'oli imaseh batechem. The positive mitzvah about destroying it is for 7 days you should destroy the sourdough from your houses. And the loisafi of destroying it is for 7 days you should not have sourdough in your homes. Rabbi Meir ama meshisha shorath alamala medivayhem. And then it should say Shiva Shvi'is Asur Mishum Gedar Shishis Lama Mishum Gedar V'yesh Gedar L'Gedar. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Meir holds that after 6 hours of the day is forbidden, Midrabbanan, the 7th hour is forbidden due to a fence, a protective fence of the Rabbanan. Why is the 6th hour forbidden? It is due to a fence, a protective measure of the Rabbanan. Is there a fence for a fence? Ela Shishis Mishalefes B'Shvi'is. Rather, the 6th hour is forbidden because it can be confused with the 7th. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. There, regarding testimony, he says that the 5th is not confused with the 7th, and here, regarding chametz, he says the 5th is confused with the 7th. The answer is, as Rabbi Yosi, there, chametz is the matter is handed over to everyone, including women, and they are lazy and prone to err. Here, testimony, which is a matter handed over to Beis Din, and the witnesses know they will be investigated, so they are zealous. Am Rabbi Yosi Babun, Taman, Tchilas Chamishis, So Shvi'is, Hacha, So Chamishis, Tchilas Shvi'is. The Gemara gives a second answer from Rabbi Yosi Babun. There, testimony, he disqualifies when they refer to the beginning of the 5th and the end of the 7th hours. People would not confuse them. But here, in the case of chametz, we forbid the 5th hour because one can confuse the end of the 5th with the beginning of the 7th. The Tani came, Tchilas Chamesh Chama B'Mizrach V'Soif Sheva Chama B'Marav La'ilam Ein Chama Noita L'Marav Ela B'Soif Sheva. The Gemara answers with the support from Abaisa as well. In the beginning of the 5th, the sun is in the east. At the end of the 7th, it's in the west. Always the sun leans to the west only at the end of the 7th, but not at the beginning of the 7th.
We come to the next Mishnah. Hayu machnisim es hasheni u'boit kenoisai v'nimtu divim chuvanim paischem lezchus. The Mishnah says, after interrogating the first witness, we bring in the second and interrogate him. If their words are found to match, we begin with a reason for zechus. Amar echad min ha'edim yesh li lamed alav zechus, or echad min ha'tamidim yesh li lamed alav chayva v'shat kenoisai. If one of the witnesses gave a reason to be able to find him schus, to be innocent, or one of the Talmidim gives a reason for Chiyav, we silence him. Amar echad min ha'Talmidim yesh li lamed alav schus, ma'alin ma'ishiv noisei imahim, ulei haya yored misham ka'ayim, im yesh mamash bedavarav, shomimnai. If a Talmid says, I have a reason for schus, we raise him and seat him with the judges, and he doesn't descend the entire day. If he has a proper reason, we listen to him. אפילו הוא אמר יש לי ללמד על עצמי זכוס שם אינוי או ועד שיהי ממש בדבריו. Even if the accuser himself gives a proper reason for the זכוס, we listen to him as long as there is substance to his words. And the Gemara says, תני אם עצו לי זכוס, פתרו אם לב מאזינים דינוי, ומזדווגים זוגויס ומעטים ומאחר, ואולי היו שויסים יין ונויסים ונויסים כל הלילה. The Gemara says, from Abaisa, if they found the זכוס, they exempt him, if not, they leave with his din for overnight and separate into pairs, they minimize eating and don't drink wine and debate the entire night. Volemacha, Mashkimim Uboim, Machazine Knesios, Machazim Achayim, Vaim Ishplaini, Machayev Haisi, or Machayev Ani, Mazaka Isi, and Mazaka Ani, Machayev Isi, Mazaka Ani, Shemimai. Mazaka Isi, Machayev Ani, should say Amakab Noisai, Machayev Haisi, Vashav Machayev Ani, Oimim Lamud Varecha, Tachila. The next day they rise early and come, and Gavoyim of the Beis Din pursue them. If Pliny says, I was Mechayev and I'm still Mechayev, or I was Mezakeh and I'm still Mezakeh, or I was Mechayev and I'm Mezakeh, we listen to him. I was Mezakeh and I'm Mechayev, we don't listen to him. I was Mechayev and also now I'm Mechayev, they tell him, learn me to consider the matter from the beginning. Tani ta'a echa min ha'dayonim, im haya Mezakeh, sofer ha'dayonim, mazkiru noisai, im haya Mechayev, you say, Ein Sefer Dayan Mazkirin Oisai, La Imrei Lamad Dvarecha Kitchela. If one of the judges erred, and if he was Mezakeh yesterday and thinks that he was Mechayev, the scribes remind him. If he was Mechayev yesterday, the scribes do not remind him, And they say to him, learn your words and consider the matter from the beginning. If you'll continue to mezakeh, then this is fine. Amar Rabbi Elah, b'pnei ma kisim divrei hamezakeh. Rabbi Elah asked, why do they write the words of the mezakeh? It should suffice to write plainly with mezakeh. B'pnei hamechayev. The answer is because we have to write the words of the mechayev, and therefore we write also the words of the mezakeh. Shema titarav daitai, we must write the mechayev's words, lest he forget. Ve'in chalef mila yimun le'i hada amus hada le'i amus. We ask that we need not write his words. If he says differently, the other judge will say to him, this you said and this you didn't say. Tzricha shnei edim nimsu dinoi mishtakeh. If his words are not written, he will require two witnesses before he relies on what they say, and it turns out that the defendant's din is delayed. Rabbi Yossi Rabun amar mipnei mezakeh. Rabbi Yossi Rabun answers, it's due to the mezakeh, means lest he think that he was mezakeh due to a blatant mistake, he can retract. We come now to the next Mishnah. In Matsoy Leschus, Patu, Vimlav, Mavirin, Dinoy, Lamacho, Vezavkin, Zugusugis, Vimatim, Macho, Lehoi, Shoysim, Yain, Palayim, Noisim, Noisim, Adavel, Kov, Halayla. The Mishnah says that if we find a reason for Schus, we exempt him. If not, we postpone the verdict until tomorrow. We pair up the judges to discuss the case with each other. They eat a minimal amount and don't drink wine the entire day. Every judge ponders the case overnight. The next day they rise early, and Mezakeh says, I was Mezakeh, and I still am. The Mechayev says, I was Mechayev, and I still am. One who gives a reason for Chiyuv can give a reason for Schus, but one who gives a reason for Schus cannot retract to give a reason of Chiyuv. Then Tov B'davah Sefer Adayon Maskim Naisai, if they err about what was said yesterday, the scribes remind him. If they all found schus for him, they exempt him. If not, they vote. If 12 are mezakeh and 11 are mechayev, he is exempt. If 12 are mechayev and 11 are mezakeh, or even if 11 are on each side and one is unsure, or even if 22 are mezakeh or 22 are mechayev, one is unsure, we add more judges. How many do we add? We add two at a time until we reach 71. 36 מחייבים, 35 מזכים, דונן, אלו כנגד אלו, עד שיהיה איך מן המחייבים, את דברי המזכים. If 36 are מזכה and 35 are מחייב, he's exempt. If 36 are מחייב and 35 are מזכה, they debate the matter until one of the מחייבים agrees with the words of the מזכים. And the Gemara says, תני איך מן העידים, שאמר יש לי ללמד לו זכוס, ובחביר וסייר, ובחביר וסייר. The Gemara brings from the Brisa, if one of the witnesses said, I have a reason, for Schus, and his colleague supported him, and his colleague supported him. Rabbanon say, we don't heed witnesses' reasons. Rabbi Yehuda says that we do. Yasmi, Memanin, the Rishon, the Sheni, the Shneim. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are witnesses like Talmidim, that if they give a good reason, we see them in the judges? Whom do we appoint with the judges, the first, or the second, or both? Yishminim and Ador, Rabbi Yochanan, Vahu, Dinizdake, Shinizdake, Mavi Atzmai, Emeshuv, Maisu Dayan. The Gemara answers that we learn from what Rabbi Yochanan said, if the Nidoin was acquitted through his own mouth, meaning that reason, we don't appoint him to be a judge. If he was acquitted through his witness, if we would make him a judge, it's found that a witness becomes a judge, and we don't find a witness and they become a judge. If in monetary cases we say nizdaken hadin, which means it's a difficult case and we have to add judges, the greatest judge says nizdaken hadin. Tani lama meisifin dayonim shima yushnayim min avishonim mezakin ve'echa min avichonim ligmar hadin v'shleisha. Why does the Tosefta say that we add judges, and if one of the two added cannot decide, we add two more? If two of the first three were mezakeh and one of the last two added, if we decide either way, we can finish the din with three.
Rabbi Lo answered that since it was proper to finish the dinner with four, if both other judges will decide, we don't finish it with three. Amr Rabbi Yosi v'tishma mina shleisha shadanu v'meisecha mehen choifmim v'shnayim v'koisim afalpi shechatamnu v'shnayim v'shleisha d'tananu. Rabbi Yosi inferred that if three judges and one, if there were three judges and one of them died, the two remaining signed on the verdict and write that even though two of us signed, we judge with three. Since it was proper to finish with three, the final verdict must involve three judges. Amr Rabbi Chagai, Masnifin Amr Kain, Adayonim, Choifmim Boy Malamata, Oi Ha'idim. We have a support, says Rabbi Chagai from the Mishnah. The text of a principle says, I hand over to you judges, and below the judges are witnesses signed. Witnesses don't apply to principle. Rather, if they began with three judges and one died, since only two remain, they're called witnesses. The principle has to mention judges means that they began with three. Vilamidim midas adin in the principle. Do we learn monetary cases from principle? Ashkach tani who lamad midas adin in the principle. The answer is yes, we find a tana who does learn monetary cases from principle. Lower Rabbi Yochan Amar Zakai, Rishokish Amar Chayev. Our Mishnah said it's 36 in Mechayev and 35 in Mezakeh. They debate until one of the Mechayev and agree with the words of the Mezakim. If he didn't agree, the defendant is Zakai, Rishoki says that he's liable. Amali Rabbi Yochanan v'haloi Zakai hu. But Amar Danin, Eli Tayin Elu, Shalai Yura, Din Ze, Yotze, Mamun. Rabbi Yochanan said he's Zakai. Why do they debate with each other to see if one of the Mechayevim will agree with the Mezakim? It's left the Din come out unclear, and it looks like Beis Din could not decide.
Hanolach Perek Hayu Boitkin.